Today's daf is daf Samach Dal. Let's go back to the bottom of Samach Gimel Merbeis. As I said to you, a lot of drushes here. So I would recommend, let's read the pasuk inside, because we have to know this pasuk well, as the Gemara darshins it. Im himatze timatze biyada gneva. You find the gneva in his hand. Mishur ad chamor ad se chayim shnayim mishalim. This is the pasuk we're going to be darshining. So in the bottom of Samach Gimel Merbeis, we'll repeat what we saw yesterday. The last two lines says, detanet beichizki yomar. It says shor ugneva. Now, just take note here; it's really out of order. It really says gneva, then shor. The way it says in the Gemara here, it says shor ugneva v'akol bechlal, because the klal is, the rule is prat uklal. There's a detail, a specific example, and then a klal, it includes everything actually. So the way it's initially said here is shor ugneva hakol bechlal, everything's included, because gneva includes, it expands the example of shor. So ilukach ha'isi omer. So if it was that was the way it was, ma prat mefurash kari v'legavim mizbech, I would have thought, just like the shore, the one example right now, at least in this Havamina, is something that's brought on the mizbech, af kol kari v'legavim mizbech, so to any other animal that's fit for the mizbech. Ma yesh l'chalavi, what would I say? Say it would be another example of an animal that's roi for the mizbech. So why does the pasuk have to say se as well, going on now to the top of Samach Dalet, kishu omer se, which unnecessarily it says se, Harisa Amar already says. Asa already is included in the shore and gneva. So ha ma ni makayim. So what I do must be gneva rabos kol davar. The gneva since asa is really unnecessary. So gneva is coming to include everything. That's very confusing. What's going on here? The Gemara itself is going to analyze this back and forth, but it's not very clear. So then the Gemara says yomar shore se of gneva vakol bechlal. If it just said those examples of shore and se and then gneva, I would think everything's included. I would have explained, not true. Maha prat mefurash davar kadosh b'bechor, just like a shor and se, the firstborn animal is a b'chaim hema Torah. Av kol davar kadosh b'bechor. So to any other animal that's kadosh b'bechor. Ma yesh lechalavi. So what's included? A b'chamor, because we know pet the chamor also is in the din of kedushas b'chor. So why does the pasuk have to specify chamor as well? Kishu omer chamor hare chamor omer. Chamor already is included in shor and se. So ha mani mekayim gneva l'rabos kol davar. So gneva is coming to include all types of items. Then the Gemara says yomar shor chamor v'seh v'gneva v'kol b'chlal. Everything would be included had we had only those examples. Ilukach ha'isi omer ma prat mefurash balichaim. Just like the examples are only animals, av kol balichaim. So ma yish chol havi shar balichaim. What do you have to bring other animals? Kishu omer chayim. Hari Chaim Amar. Chaim already is included in the examples of Shor and Sen Chamar. So Chaim is unnecessary. Ha mani mekayim, Gneva l'rabos kol davar. Gneva must be coming to include everything. So this was the source. This is the drush of Tanit de Bechizkiah, that all items are subject to the lachas of Kefa. So now this is a very confusing brisa though of Tanit de Bechizkiah. So Gemara is going to analyze it and break down each stage of Tanit de Bechizkiah. Again, you have to know the pasuk well of him. Im himatze timatze biyado agneva mishor ad chamor ad sechaim shayim shalei. So what's going on here? So the Gemara says Amar Mar. So we're restating the price above. Yomar shor v'gneva. Miksiv shor v'gneva. It doesn't say shor then gneva. Gneva v'shor hu dechsiv. The first thing that's mentioned in the pasuk is im himatze timatze biyado agneva, and then it says shor. The Tanit Bechizkiah put it out of order. He wrote Shor then Gneva, not true. So Gemara says, V'chi tema ilo nemar kamar. If it's saying, Tanit Bechizkiah is suggesting, if it were to say in the order of Shor Gneva, so ilo nemar Shor Gneva, what's the chiddush there? Mi matz amris maha prat mefurash have Shor mefurash. If it really would have said Shor then Gneva, you couldn't have thought to apply the din of, again, let's just get the rules down. There's klal prats, there's prat uklal, and there's klal prat uklal. So uklal uprat would be very limiting. Prat uklal would be very expansive. So if it were to be a shor gneva, which would be prat uklal, which is not how the Torah says this, then everything would have been included. So it can't be an ilub kamar, because you wouldn't have asked me, matiz amris ma prat mefurash, would you say, if the prat is this way, only other things are just like the prat? Not true. Because the prat of klal includes all items. So it can't be an ilu nemar shor gneva. Have a shor prat, v'gneva klal. And the klal is prat uklal, nasa klal mosav al prat. Visrabe le kol mile. if Tanya B'chizkiah is asking, if it would have said Shor the Gneva, that would fall under the rule of a Prado Klal, which means the Klal says everything is included. That's not part of the Havaminas here of Tanya B'chizkiah. So, at the end of the day, the Gemara says, Ela Kedichsev, Kamri, Gneva V'Shor, Gneva V'Shor. I mean, the Brisa was presented inaccurately. Even though Tanya B'chizkiah says Shor V'Gneva, he really meant Gneva U'Shor. So you have to keep that in mind now. As you go through each stage of Tanya B'chizkiah, it said Gneva U'Shor. So as the Gemara says, El Kedichsev Kamri, Gneva U'Shor. That's what it should have said in the Brisa. So the Gemara says, Mi Matzis Amrit HaKol B'chlal. Can you say everything's included? Or would you say, Maha Prat Mefurash Havale Gneva Klal U'Shor Prat? Klal Prat Ein B'chlal El Masher Prat. Shor In Midach Min Yilo. So now we have to re-understand this Brisa of Tanya B'chizkiah. He's saying as follows. If it simply said Gneva and then Shor, which is a Klal Prat, and it didn't say Sed, didn't say Chamor, it just said Gneva, Shor, Klal Prat, then I would think only something that's similar to the Prat, only that one example of Shor, nothing else would be included. That's what Tanya B'chizkiah is saying. So again, I know it's very, very confusing. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Tana Achayim Kasamichle. So again, Tanya B'chizkiah wasn't really referring to a Gneva Shor, because that's a case of Klal Prat. Klal Prat means only the Prat would be the only example. So what he's really saying is it's really a Klal Prat Uklal. Let's get them down again, just to repeat. A Prat Uklal means you have an example and then Klal takes everything. Klal, but then it has a Prat, means only that one example. So Tanya B'chizkiah wasn't working with either one of those. He was working with a Klal Prat Uklal, which is in the middle. Klal includes everything. Prat limits it to one thing, but then the last Klal expands the Prat to a little bit more than what the Prat is, but it has to be Ke'ena Prat. It has to be similar to the example. So now that's what's going on here. Rava says,
the Gemara is saying that there's another Klal at the end.
So this is Rava now. So I'm a Rava. Rava says, Tana Achaim Kasamichle. So remember the pasuk
says Chaim.
Exactly. Chaim is more expansive now. So now you have Gnev in the beginning, Shor Sechamor in the beginning, in the middle, and then another Chaim at the end, expanding it. So we have a Bal Korah here. So that's the Klal Prat Uklal. Okay, so that's what we have to re-understand now, Tana D'Bechizkiah. Now you see why the yeshivas don't learn this. Okay, so the Gemara says, so again, Amar Rava Tana Achaim Kasamich Leve Klal Prat Uklal Kamerle. That's what was going on in Tana D'Bechizkiah's head. Then the Gemara says, wait a second, is this really a Klal Prat Uklal? They're very, very incongruent. Why? How so? Because the first one, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says right around where we are in the Gemara, the last word chayim only includes alive animals. Gneva includes everything under the sun. Chayim includes only animals. So you could only make a klal pradu klal if both klalim are very similar. In this case, they're not. The Gemara says that's not a problem either because Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel who. It goes according to Bei Rabbi Shmuel who says the Kiai Gavna Darshi Klal Uprat. Even though the Klal in the beginning and the Klal at the end are dissimilar, you could still Darshan Klal Prat Uklal. V'hacha kakashile. So this was his question. Im himatze timatze lamili. The real question is why do you need the introduction to the pasuk of im himatze timatze? That seems to be unnecessary. Why? It says Yomar Shor Gneva. Probably should be the other way around. Gneva than Shor. I'm looking on the side here. Yeah, it should be Yomar Gneva Shor V'Chaim. That called B'Chlal. If that's all I wrote, Klal and one example of Shor, and then the final Klal of Chaim, everything would have been included. V'Chol B'Chlal. Ilukacha Yisi Yomar. If that were the Klal of Prado Klal, not true. I would have thought Maha Prat Mefurish Davar Karu Legave Mizbeach. Just like the example of Shor is something that's Roy as a carbon, so I could only include other items Af Kol HaKarev Legave Mizbeach. I could only include other like animals that are Roy for the Mizbeach. Ma Yesh Lahavi, what's another example that would have been included? A Seh. So now, since Seh is implied from the Klal Prato Klal of the Shor, so then Kishu Omer Seh, when the Pasuk actually singles out Seh, that's unnecessary. Hare Seh Omar, Seh already is included in the Klal Prat of Shor. So ha mani mekayim. What I learn, Gneva l'rabos kol davar. That Gneva comes to include everything. The fact that we expand this said there as well, it includes even things that are not roy for the mizbeach. So then the Gemara says, and Yomar. So then the Gemara says, fine. It should really say in the pasuk only Yomar Gneva v'Shor v'Seh. Only have two pratim, Shor and Seh, v'Chaim, and that's the Klal Basra. V'Kol b'Chal, everything would be included. No, the Gemara says not true. Because Ilu Kacha Yisi Omer, have you had only those examples of Shor and Seh, I would have concluded Maha Prat Mefor Shdavar HaKadosh B'Bechora. Just like the examples of Shor and Seh, the firstborn animals are Behemah Torah, are Kadosh B'Bechor. So Af Kol Davar HaKadosh B'Bechora, I would only include other items that have the halachas of Kedushas B'Bechor. Ma Yesh Lecha Lahavi, what's another example that would have been included? A Chamor, the Petah Chamor also. So then when the Pasuk singles out Kishu Omer Chamor in the Pasuk, Hari Chamor Omer, the donkey is already included in the Klal Prat of Shor and Seh. Why does the Pasuk have to specify it as well? It's extra. So Ha Ma'ani Mekayim, it must be Gneva L'Rabos Kol Davar, it's coming to expand the Klal even further. And Yomar, so then the Gemara says, fine. It should say Yomar Gneva V'Shor V'Seh V'Chamor V'Chaim V'Kol B'Klal. The Gemara says, not true. If it only had only those examples of Shor Seh Chamor, Ilu Kach Ha'is Yomar Ha'ma Prat Mefurish Bali Chaim, just like the examples of Shor Seh Chai Chamor, are all Bali Chaim animals, Af Kol Bali Chaim, all animals as well. Ma Yesh Lahavi, what's something else I could include, bring in, Shar Bali Chaim, other animals. Kishu Omer Chaim, Hari Chaim Omer, when it says Chaim at the end, well, Chaim already is included from the Klal Prat. So, Ha Mani Mekayim, what's the word Chaim doing there? It must be Gneva L'Rabos Kol Davar. So now we have the final Klal Prat of Klal. We're learning from the fact that the word Chaim is extra, it's coming to include all items are subject to the lachas of Kefa. After that being said, the question becomes, Im himatze timatze lamri. So we've already dealt with every single part of that pasuk. Only thing we haven't dealt with is the first three words. What's the words Im himatze timatze coming to do? Lamri. What's the need for that? The Gemara says, now going on to Samech Adal Amr Beis, Ihachi Shaper Kashila. If that was the understanding, it's a very good question. Great question of what do you do with the word of Im himatze timatze. So the Gemara answers as follows. Mishum de'islai pircha. Because there's a question. L'rabos kol davar, mehecha kamaisila. So what was the limud? What was the pasuk that's including all other items that go beyond Bali Chaim? Remember, the pasuk only gives examples of Bali Chaim. Which word told us that even non-Bali Chaim, even inanimate objects are also included in Kefo? Michlal Brasra. From the last word, Chaim. So, klal gufei Chaim ksibbe. So the question becomes, so then klal uprado klal, Maika Mahanile. No, the Gnei was the first one. Right? Gnei was the first one, right?
Yeah.
So we're learning the last word, Chaim, we said was unnecessary. That's coming to include even things that are not Chaim.
Right.
So the problem is, that word Chaim is now being used as a drasha, but it's also being used as the Klal Basra. I mean, we're using Chaim on one hand to be another example, but then we're also using it as a Klal Basra. Which one is it? So again, the Gemara asks, again, what was the last prat that was used to include all things? Michal Basra. But klal gufa chayim ksibay, klal uprado klal, maikam hanilei. So then, once chayim is including everything, so what's the need to invoke the klal uprado klal? So let's see, maybe we should read Rashi to get it a little bit clearer. Let's just read a little further in the Gemara. Gemara says, "Ila suye kol davar." If it's coming to include everything, "Hachaim ksiv b'chaim in midiach v'nilo." If it's coming to include everything, I would think only live animals. Mishum hachi itzrech im himate. Im himate is extra to come to invoke a klal prado klal. How does that work? Gemara's going to explain in a second. So, really, in the end of the day, chaim is not the klal basra. It's another example. It's another prat, which really comes to include everything, all items. So where's the second klal then? So Gemara says, the im himatze timatze is actually, even though it's in the beginning, it's being used as another klal basra. How? So Gemara says, Amri v'hash shnei klalos, dismicha hadadei ninu. You can't have im himatze timatze as one klal, and then gneva is another klal. That's not, they're not bracketing. It's only when they bracket the pratim. But they're right next to each other in the beginning. That's not a klal uprat uklal. So Gemara says, Amar Ravina kid Amri b'marava, what they would say in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, it's called Makom Shatamotzi Shnei Klalos. We have this a few places in Shas also. Whenever you have two generic statements, Hasmuchim Zel Zed, that are next to each other, Hatel Prat Beneim V'dunim B'chal Prat. You could take the details, the examples, and throw them, place them between the two Klalim, and klalos rather, and you could apply the din of klal uprat uklal. So here we say shadei shor ben himate litimate. So it's turning out here, we're not even using, it seems like, the geneva is not even the first klal. Himate timate are two, if you find, are two klalos next to each other. You're taking each of the examples and your shadeh, you throw that in between. So again, shadeh shor, you take the word shor and throw it bein himate litimate. Lasuyamai, what they're coming to include? Ilasuy by chayim, mechayim nafka. It can't come to include live animals because the word chayim comes to do that. Ela lasuye davar shein by chayim. You're coming to include other things that are not alive. Vidarish hachi. And you learn as follows. Maha prat mifurash davar metaltav gufa mamon. Just like the example, which is the example of the shore, is something that moves and has value. Af kol davar metaltav gufa mamon. So to any other object that's movable and has value. Visu moreover. Shadei chamor ben himate timate. Then you throw the word donkey in between those two klalos. Lasu yamai. Can't come to include inanimate objects because that's already learned from shor. Ella lasuy davar mesuyim, coming to include something that's davar mesuyim, which is something that's defined, something that has a simon like we saw yesterday. Rashi says, we don't need to read Rashi. Okay, let's read Rashi. Fine. Rashi says ella lasuy davar mesuyim in aval davar she'ena mesuyim lo, something that doesn't have a simon is not included. Umiriboy de dashin alei velo mimesh musa. The yesh behemos har beish ein behem simon. There are many animals that have no simon to recognize them. Fine. Ihachi selamli. So now we understand why shor is thrown in between, and we know why chamer is thrown in between. What are you going to do with the word se? Ella. Now it's a different drasha. Ella riba. So that's it. Seems like we're stuck now. Now the Gemara seems like it's going to take a different avenue, and to say ella riba umir viribahu kidatana debe Rabbi Shmuel. To riba, which is an expansive word, and then emirat is exclusive, and then riba includes again. So what's going on here?
It's different than a cloud.
Yeah, different. It's a different type of drasha, exactly. Taking a different approach here. So Gemara says, ki detane de bei Rabbi Yishmael, detane de bei Rabbi Yishmael, b'mayim shtei pamim. What's going on here? So this pasuk is referring to eating foods, fish out of the water. Pasuk says, "Ezet tochlu mikol asher b'mayim." From this, you should eat that comes in the water. Kol asher lo sinapir v'kaskesis. Something has fins and scales. B'mayim b'yomim uvanechalim osom tochelu. So it says the word b'mayim two times. B'mayim kol asher lo, and then b'mayim again. Ein ze klal prat ela ribo miet v'riba. It's not a klal prat for some reason. It's a riba. Meet riba. It's giving an example of mayim, and then it says again examples of yamim nechalim. So what do we learn from here? El riba meet riba riba hakol. Everything's included. My raba raba kol mile. So if you're including everything, ihachi kol hani prat lamali. So why do we have all the examples of nechalim and yamim if everything's really included? The Gemara says achalimute karka vachalimute avadim achalimute sharos. So now going back to our case, if we really were learning riba. Miut riba to include everything, just like we do by mayim mayim, and so too we're doing that by case of himate timate geneva v'shur v'seva chamor. All that is really including everything. So why do you go through the specifics? Just say geneva geneva. So each specific example is coming to tell us, as opposed to klal prat or klal, which tells us that the rule is now being limited. Riba says riba miut riba means everything's included. Just one example is excluded. It's much more expansive, a riba, miut, riba. Again, klal prat klal means we're taking the broad rule, we're just minimizing the rule. So there are going to be a lot more exceptions, whatever doesn't fit into that rule. Riba, miut, riba means everything's included, and only one example is excluded. Whatever, however many pratim we have, however many mitim, only that one example is excluded.
That last riba has to be ma'ain the miut, or it can just be anything else, all inclusive again?
Not sure. I'm not sure all the example.
Didn't
I don't know.
Follow the same dinim with klal prat klal. Klal prat klal, the prat, the next, the last klal has to be made in the prat.
No, that only has to be, it has to be more expansive than the prat. Certainly has to be more expansive than the prat to be a klal.
Right, but it's made in the prat.
That, well, once it's more expansive, it certainly has to include. Made in the prat usually means it's an outflow of the prat. I'm not sure that's So, anyways, everything's included now.
Is riba a type of drasha you can't do on your own? You'd have a drasha from chazal, or
I don't remember seeing such a restriction.
The cloud part, those types of dresses, you have to, right?
I don't know if cloud part has to either be. I don't know.
I thought that was like one of the key ones that only.
Gder Shava is the prime example. I don't know if we applied. I'm not sure which one. I know this is machlok, is which other dresses fall into the category. I believe Gder Shava is the only thing that's said explicitly in the Gemara, and Kavach Omer is explicit that you can make your own. Everything else, which is gray areas, I think is a debate. I don't know where anything falls.
What is Memayat exactly? So, La Alafa, what is Memuat
there? So, which case, by the Mayim? Or by Mayim, the Gemara didn't tell us what
or by is, us.
So that's what the Gemara says here. So now once we bring this back to us, the case of Kefil, we have a Reba, Klal, rather Reba, Miut, Reba, everything's included. So then the Gemara asks, so Ihachi, Kalhani, Prati Lamli. If everything's really included in Kefil, so why go through Shor and Sen Kamor? And the Gemara answers your question, because the three exceptions we have, Shor, Seh, Chamor, Chal, Mute, Karka, the Karka is not subject to Kefil, Chal, Mute, Avadim, that they are also not subject to Kefil, V'chal, Mute, Sharos, that's the third example, third exception, that's not subject to Kefil. Okay. Now, according to this, let's look at Rashi 1 second here. Okay. So now it seems like we're using the words imhimatze timatze as the riba mute a riba. I believe I just want to just confirm that for a second before I go to the next part here. Yeah. So the riba mute a riba in the case of kefil is from imhimatze timatze. Then the question becomes, what do you do with the words gneva v'chayim? Gneva v'chayim are now, initially those were being used for klal prado klal. Now we're not using them anymore. So what do you learn from the drasha from the word gneva v'chaim? So answer the Gemara, l'chadirav, damar achaya l'keren ke'ein sheganav. You have to bring life, bring back to life. The gneva has to be returned ke'ein sheganav. What does it mean? Is there a Rashi? Look at Rashi. It's lower down, and Rashi's around, I don't know, 20 lines up from the bottom. Achaya l'keren ke'ein sheganav. L'kaman hi b'shmais, we're going to see this a little bit later on more. Dim ganav behema v'huchsha. You steal an animal, and the animal gets weak. Oh, huzla, or the animal depreciates in value. Mishalim kishas hagneva. Do you pay based on the value when it was stolen, or the value currently? So dechsev chaim hachayayu lekaren shagneva. You should bring it back to life, rehabilitate it. Sheishalim. So that's what it means. Chaim and gneva, or gneva and chaim, to bring it back, to raise the price. Don't go according to the depreciation right now when you're returning the object. Bring it back to life, what it was valued at when you initially, the Shas Geneva. That's what we're learning from the words Chaim and Geneva. Now the Gemara says, Ulaman damar chad beganav v'chad betoin tainas ganav. V'ganav atzmo m'nafkale m'im hi m'matzeh ganav. So we saw this the other day, that there are two psukim, other psukim that we were learning. Right, that was from, second here. Right, we learned from different psukim, im y'matzeh ganav, was really the source of Gneva Atzmo. And then we had the other pasuk, Lo Yimatze, is referring to the Toin Tainas Ganav. So then the question is, what do you do with this third pasuk of Im Yimatze Timatze? They're two different pasukim, don't get confused. One pasuk says, Im Yimatze Ganav, and another one is, what we've been learning now is, Im Yimatze Timatze. So now what do? They already have a source of Gneva Atzmo. So what do they do with this drasha of the whole pasuk of Im Yimatze Timatze, Ganav, Hagneva, Shor, Seh, Chamor, Chaim, Shalom, Yishalim. What do they do with this? So the Gemara explained, my darshibe mibari lay, it's needed for the following. L'chadirava bar ahilai, damar rava bar ahilai, my time of the rav, damar mode b'knas v'acharkach bo edim pater. So the loch is, if a person is caught, he's accused of something that is owed a knas. Let's say he kills, his shor kills an eved, so he has to pay shloshim shekel, that's a knas. Let's say he's mode, he admits before being caught, my shor killed, an Eved, he's actually pater. Only if they catch him. Let's say he admits, but after his admission, Edom come, we don't need you to admit. We saw what you did. But still, he's able to jump ahead and admit before they caught him, before they accused him. So the halach is, according to Rav at least, Mo'ed b'knas, achakach bo'op Edom, he's off the hook, he's pater. Dichsev, how does he know this? Im himatze timatze. Im himatze be'edim, timatze be'dayanim. If the Edom find him, so then the Dayanim are going to make him pay. Prat l'mashia tatmo, to the exclusion of a person, he makes himself guilty, so then he would be pater, even if Edom come afterwards. And that's what's learned out from the pasuk, im himatze timatze. The knas we're talking about here is kefil. Kefil is also a knas. So if the guy admits to stealing, so then he has to pay. He doesn't pay kefil. Only im himati timate. Only if the aidim find him, and then the dayanim timate make him pay whatever the however you touch that word in this context, they make him pay. Only then you have to pay the knas of kefil. Otherwise, you're pater. Fine. Ulman damar tervayu b'toyin tainis ganav. If you say that yesterday's daf, both those psukim are about toyin tainis ganav, and the word of the pasuk of the high. Im himatze timatze is mapigle leganav atzmo, and the pasuk we've been darshaning today is a sort of a ganav pays kefil. So then the question becomes mashir atzmo minalan. What's the source that a person who makes himself guilty, who puts himself, admits to his knas? How do we know he's pater? There's no source that he's pater, that Moshe b'knas is pater. So they learn that from me'asher yashin Elohim. Only when Elohim, only when Bezdin is marshir him, finds him guilty. V'lo har marshir as atzmo, as opposed to a person himself who makes himself guilty. Ulman damar chad beganav chad betoyin tainis ganav daisile mehimatzei timatzei. The marshir as atzmo hai, and the words himatzei timatzei teaches us the marshir as atzmo is pater. So then the question is, what do they do with the words hai asher tar yashun my darshibe? What do they do from this pasuk? They don't need to teach me marshir as atzmo because they learn that from the words imatzei timatzei. So what do they learn from Asher Tart Yashun? So Amar Lecha, Hahumi Baile, that's need to tell me, Lemo de Beknas de Pater. That we just said. Look at Rashi, around seven narrow lines up. Hahumi Baile, Lemo de Beknas Pater. Imlo Bao Eidem Acharkein. That's really the source that a person's Mo de Beknas is Pater. The Aiser Lay Im Himati Timate, the extra words Imati Timate is teaching you that you're Pater, Afil Bo Adim. Even if Adim come after your admission, you're still going to be Pater. Now the Gemara asks, Man Damar Tavayo Betoin Tainas Ganav. The first two psukim of yesterday were both about Toin Tainas Ganav. They hold, because they have no extra pasuk to teach me that Moda Beknas, Achakach Bo Adim are Pater. There's no source. And therefore they're forced to conclude, Kesavar Moda Beknas. V'acharkach bo edim, they're actually going to be chayef. So we find this machlokas all over Shas. Mod v'knas v'acharkach bo edim, are you chayef, or are you pater? That's really based on these psukim, how they figure out the darshan. So the real source is, are those first two psukim about toin tainas ganav both them, or one of them is about going to v'atzmo? The result of all that's going to be is, will a person who's mod v'knas v'acharkach bo patim, will they be chayef, or will they be pater? Further, we're not done yet. Gemara says, Leman damar chad beganav chad betoyin tainis ganav, denafkale ganav mehasam, to bishlema im himatei timatei lechadarava bar ihilai. If you hold that the pasuk from yesterday, im himatei, is about ganav atzmo, and therefore the pasuk today, im himatei timatei, is extra, that's coming to teach me that a person who's mod beknas, achakach bo edim or pater, el aval kol hani prati lamli. Now the question becomes, this whole pasuk we've been darshing today is really teaching me im himatzei timatzei is about mod b'knas v'achakach bo patim v'achakach bo edim epater. What do you do with the rest of the pasuk now? B'yado ha'gneva mishur ad chamor ad sechayim shayim mishalim. What does that pasuk have to do with? Because you don't need it for kefil anymore, because we learned kefil from yesterday's pasuk. So the Gemara says, ki detana debei Rabbi Yishmol, detana debei Rabbi Yishmol, called parsha shenemar v'nishnes, any parsha that's repeated, like this case now is really unnecessarily repeated. Lo nishnes elo davar shenis chadesh ba. The whole thing's repeated just for one thing. Says Rashi, shenis chadesh ba, last two lines, im himate be'edem timate be'dayanam prat lamod b'knas. We repeat all these words, even though they're all superfluous and there's no drasha to be made. We were willing to repeat a whole pasuk just to teach us one last chiddush of im himatzei timatzei tells me that a person who's mod beknas acharkach bo pat edim, he's actually pater, and there's no need to make drashas from the extra pratim. Okay, you still with me on this? Yeah. Okay, let's see if we get to the top of the next page. And there's two dots I see. Vei maganav atzma b'shvua. Maybe we should say that a person who steals should only have to pay kefil if he makes a shvua at first. Says Rashi. The last line, Ve'ema ganav atzmo lo yishalim kefil ad she yishbo the sheker. Ho'ol mikrar dileo nafkale ganav atzmo. You learned ganav atzmo from yesterday's psukim. It was in the context of nikrav habal habayis el elokim. So elohim, I should say. So it should only be in the context of a shvua that a regular ganav should pay kefil. Mara says, "Lo taka daitach." No one would ever have such a havamina. The sign of the Brisa tells us.
That's the case with toin kai miskanim, right? That the person's only chayiv after he makes a shvuah.
Right, but if we learn gonav atmo is one of the psukim, so then the gonav atmo should also. If you have the, I think if you hold that both psukim are about toin tainas ganav, this wouldn't be a question. I think this only question if you assume one of those two psukim is about a gonav atmo. I would imagine. So then the Gemara asks, "Lo taka daitach." No one would ever think this. The sign of the Brisa tells me. Rabbi Yaakov Omer Shnaim Yishalim. The pasuk that we're learning today, you pay double. Shelo b'shvur, you pay without shvur. Just Shnaim Yishalim, you pay no matter what. A guy steals and he's caught, you pay two. There's no mention of shvur. Ata Omer Shelo b'shvur, you suggest no shvur. Oh, Eino Ela b'shvur. Maybe it really means only you pay two, pay double if there's a shvur. Amr Shelo Kachaya. Can't be. What does it mean? My Lo Kachaya. What does that mean? Lo, it's not. So Amr Bai says Lo Lichto Rachman Shnaim Yishalim. Beganav, don't mention it at all. Don't say that the ganav pays double. The leisa b'kavachomer, I would have learned the kavachomer. Mitoin tainis ganav, ma toin tainis ganav. A shomer who says, it was stolen from me, even though he himself actually took it. The behetera asliyade, where the shomer was watching it, it came into his possession beheter. So, amar kral lishalim trei, he has to pay double. Ganav asmo to be surasliyade, where he stole it. The ganav asmo is a worse surveyor than a shomer. So he could came be isura. Certainly, lo kol shkein. Certainly, the ganav should have to pay double. He did an iser. It came to his hand be iser.
Maybe I would think he would pay more than two.
Why?
Because he's worse.
Because he took advantage of someone who was trusting him. The ganav, you're saying.
The ganav, but
you have to apply dayo. Dayo means you can't go greater than the initial source. Se'ela shnai mishalim dekasa rachmana beganav aspo lamali. So you don't have to tell me the ganav pays double. That's a kavachomer. Dafilu shalom b'shvua. Why does it say shalom shnayim yishalim? Tell me, he only pays without shvua. He doesn't need a shvua to pay. Fine. V'hai im himate lahachi hudasi. Wait, is the word im himate really coming to teach me this din? Which din are we challenging right now? I guess the case of mod b'tnas probably. Lahachi hudasi. It's needed for a different drasha. Hami b'aylei. It's needed in l'chadatanya to tell me yado. What you don't tell me? In yada gneva, if you find the gneva in his yad, the yad of the ganav, ainli ella yado. I only know if you find it in the hand of the ganav himself. Does he pay double? Let's say you find it gago chatero karfifo, his yard, his garden, his roof. Minayin. How do I know that too? If you catch it there, he has to pay double. Tamalomer imimate timate mikom akum. Wherever you find it, wherever you find the gneva, he has to pay double. Imkain lemakra oh himate. So that's the drasha. Himate Timate tell me that no matter where you find the Gneva, he owes. And it's not available now for a drasha of Modi B'Knas. So why is it saying, if that's the case, if it's really true, that's telling us wherever you find the Gneva, Im Kein Lemakra, oh Himate Himate, oh Timate Timate. Midishani Kra, from the fact that it goes Himate to Timate, we're able to learn Shema Miatarti. We learn two drashas. One drasha is that no matter where you find the Gneva, whether biyado, gago, kar, fifo, he's chayiv. Number two is mod b'knas, v'charkach bo edim, he's actually going to be pater.
What's this answer? Atilu shelo b'shvua. Which case is that?
The case of a ganav atzmo.
Yeah.
So we said before, you don't need to teach me a ganav pays double because it's a kavachomer from a toin tainas ganav. So why does it say shalim shnayim yishalim? Must be he pays double even without a shvua.
Why would he be nishva? He's a ganav.
No, the only reason why you would think he'd be nishba is because the initial source of Goniv Atzmo is from the context of yesterday's daf, which is talking about Nikrif HaBaal HaBayis El Elohim.
Okay.
So maybe it would also be subject to the halacha
of
Shvua.
There's no option of Shvua here back then, right?
And it doesn't really, I'm not sure how it would play out. When would the ganav take a Shvua?
Yeah.
So I don't know exactly how that works out, but I'm sure they discuss what the Havamina is about.
Well, the Gemara asked over here about how you do the Himatzeh, the Hachir, the Hachir.